This is Dr. Masucha, dictating patient's name is Beverly Bailiff, B-A-Y-L-I-F-F, Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y. Date seen is 1-23-13. Ms. Bailiff is seen in the office today for complaints of shortness of breath as well as cough. She said that she was recently discharged from CareTel, where she was recuperating well until lately when she started having some shortness of breath. She was seen by her oncologist and was diagnosed with increasing pleural effusion. She had a thoracentesis done with 1 liter of fluid was taken out yesterday. She did fine after the effusion, came home, was doing okay until later on during the night and this morning that she started having shortness of breath. She does complaints of feeling fatigue, tired. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She does complaints of some chest discomfort, more so at the site of the thoracentesis. She denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal, leg was supple, no JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart was S2 was audible, lungs, scattered bronchi bilaterally, scattered abdomen is benign, extremities no edema. Impression, number one, shortness of breath, number two, history of lung cancer, next history of pleural effusion, status post thoracentesis, next hypertension, next history of a flutter, next DKD tree implant, discussion about his symptoms, her symptoms. This was discussed with the patient. I have recommended that she go to the emergency room to get a chest x-ray as well as blood work to evaluate her symptoms. Subsequent decision regarding admission would be decided. I did talk to the emergency room physician and explain to her about her condition, period. Patient was sent to the ER, period. Next patient is Dale Hedden, H-E-D-D-E-N, Dale, D-A-L-E, date seen is 1-23-13. Mr. Hedden is seen in the office today with complete ear. He denies any complaints of any discharge from the ears. He said that he was trying to clean some wax from his ears. He denies any complaints of sore throat, cough, or any congestion. Denies any fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. It was right here. That is slight redness over the external auditory canal with the scratch mark. Otherwise, unremarkable. Tympanic membrane was normal. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. Oral no wheezing. Abdomen was benign. Extremities no edema. Impression. Right otitis externa, tree implant, discussion about his symptoms. I put him on Ciprodex ear drop that he's going to take. He will continue with other medications. He'll follow up with lung specialist schedule. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll call the office, period. Next patient is James Bettis, B-E-T-T-I-S, James, J-A-M-E-S, date seen is 1-23-13. Mr. Bettis is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. Morale is still complaining of feeling cold, also complains of feeling of pain as well as numbness and tingling sensation in his hands. He said that he had an appointment for ENG, but that's later next month, so he is going out of town. He will come back and have it done. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. Oral no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities no edema. Impression, number one, numbness slash tingling, both hands, questionable neuropathy, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CAD, next questionable Raynaud's. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. I had a long discussion with the patient and we did discuss various options of treatment. I have recommended that he take Vicodin for the pain. His arterial Dopplers as well as venous Dopplers were negative. I have suggested that we use the Neurontin or Lyrica once the EMG is done to evaluate whether he has neuropathy. Also, he wanted to try some vitamin B complex combination. I suggested that he can try it. We'll have some blood testing done, including a B12 level. He will call off if he has any other complaints. Follow-up would be in 3 to 4 weeks time or sooner if needed, period. Next patient is David Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R, David, D-A-V-I-D. Date seen is 1-23-13. Mr. Schluter is seen in the office today with complaints of numbness in the left lateral aspect of the thigh. He said that this has been bothering him lately over the last 2 weeks or so. He also complains of some pain in the left leg slash foot. He denies any swelling of the legs. He denies any complaints of rash that he has noticed. He denies any other complaints. Overall, otherwise, has been feeling well. Denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea, denies any diarrhea, no fever, no chills. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, heart was too audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression number one, left lateral aspect, thigh numbness slash tingling slash left leg pain. Next history of bipolar disease, slight depression, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD, next diabetes mellitus. Treatment plan, discuss patient about his symptoms. I have suggested that he have a nerve conduction study slash EMG of both lower extremities to evaluate any radiculopathy. He will continue his current medications in the meantime. He will call off if he has any other complaints. Follow-up would be in after the testing is done. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he will call the office, period. He needed refills on his Ambien, which was given to him, period. Next patient is Christine Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Date seen is 1-23-13. Ms. Schluter is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. She stated that she has been having significant problems with nausea. She is unable to eat anything. She is having trouble taking her medications. She has significant dryness in her mouth. Anything that she takes, she vomits it. And she says that the pills that she says she feels like it's stuck in her throat. But then she feels that there are food that is stuck around the epigastric region. She denies any sharp pain. She denies any complaints of any trouble with her swallowing, but has complaints of having vomiting, as well as feels nauseated. She also feels significant dryness in her mouth. She has seen her oncologist, who felt that this is not from her radiation. She has just completed her radiation treatment. She has been diagnosed with breast cancer with metastasis. She is supposed to have evaluation of residual disease by the end of the month and is scheduled for a PET scan. She denies any other symptoms. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination, significant dryness in the oral mouth and oral cavity was present. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, or else no wheezing, abdomen was benign, extremities, no edema. Impression number one, nausea slash vomiting, next, significant dry mouth, next, metastatic breast cancer, next, depression, next history of seizures, next DJD. Treatment plan, discussed with the patient about her symptoms, reviewed, had a long discussion with the patient, reviewed her medications and its attendant side effects. Most of the medication that she is taking does contribute to nausea as well as significant dryness of the mouth. I have discussed all these medications with the patient. I have advised her to stop taking the oxybutynin. We'll also stop her misoprostol as well as simvastatin. She will stop the Zantac as well as the Carafate. She will try to minimize her use of the Pramipraxol. She will continue on the Lamictal. I have given her some samples of 30 milligrams of Cymbalta that she's going to take, trying to reduce the dosage on the same. She will continue her other medications. I have suggested that she try to keep a lozenge in her mouth to try to stimulate her oral secretions. She will have routine blood testing done. She will follow up in 2 to 3 weeks' time after the blood work is done and her testing is done. I did refer her to GI for further evaluation regarding her swallowing problems and dysphagia and possible endoscopy. She will follow up with me in 2 to 3 weeks' time or sooner if needed. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she will call the office, period. End of dictation.